You're tuned in. You're tuned in to Stardom 100 Radio. Stardom 100 Radio.
What time is it?
With your host, Tanisha Davis. We're the show that's keeping it all the way 100 with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the heavenly orchestrated, never duplicated lyrical symphony known as the Eternal One Eternity, a.k.a. Mr. Everlasting, the Lyrical Assassin, and you are tuned into Stardom 100 Radio. Let's go.
Call security!
Yo, what's poppin'? It's the Young Lion, Sammy, and right now you're tuned in to Stardom 100 Radio. Keep it locked.
Exotic, been fucking all these project hoes. They live in fear in the projects. No projection how they story goes. Knew I would make it out the projects. Got tired of them telling me no. Left my nigga to these projects. It wasn't even over private. That's why I keep them hammers on me. Don't think you even wanna try it. I had came up in them projects. I might pull up in a Honda. Hey, got some dope, I should wander. Probably some private. Knew that I would make it out the projects.
What's up, everyone? Thank you for tuning in to Stardom 100 Radio, and this is your host, none other than Tanisha Davis. And today, I'm super excited. We have a really dope talent all the way from Baton Rouge, known as Infamous. And hopefully I'm pronouncing your name right, but Infamous, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm on here.
Okay, I hope I'm saying your name right, because I can mess up some names at times, so forgive me if I didn't say it right. So,
oh, now you got it right.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You said most people what?
Oh, I say most people, they mispronounce it. They say Infamous, but it's Infamous. You got it right.
Okay, cool. So, like, we were just listening to just a snippet, and I'm going to play the full song at the end of the show. Project, I love it. Dope beat. The verses are awesome. I was just like, wow, you know, I love how it flows. And then you dropped some knowledge on this song as well. So what was the inspiration behind this song?
Really coming up in Baton Rouge, seeing a lot of people who I know, like my close friend Ryan, I talk about a lot. He like my brother. You know, I see him down in the streets, and, you know, I lost a lot of people, and I don't know, I also gained a lot of stuff. I gained a lot of knowledge in order for me to, you know, make it to the place that I'm in and keep progressing. So I just thought that I'd make a song for the project, for the hood, you know what I'm saying? Because without it, I wouldn't be myself. I wouldn't be Infamous. So I just thought I'd give some homage back to the hood.
That's dope. And like I said, I love that it's a powerful message within the lyric. It's not just, you know, focusing on one thing, you know, like sometimes you hear different songs and it's talking about just drugs and this, but you really highlight a little bit of everything, and it sounds like you're also rapping from a very personal place. And I truly like the message that you're sending out, you know, and just showing how you changed. And, you know, we all come from those rough backgrounds. I come from it. So, you know, when you can get out there and show that progression, especially through your music, I think that's really dope. So,
Yeah, I appreciate that.
No problem, you know. Also, what has this whole journey been like for you? Like, I mean, because now you're successful with your music. Like, what has this whole experience been like?
A lot of ups, a lot of downs. A lot of learning experiences, really a journey for myself as well, like becoming the person that I dreamed about, you know, that I seen in my visions and stuff, just getting from point A to point B, so to speak. But I don't know, it's been fun, it's been a ride, you know. A lot of stuff happened, but, you know, I'm very very spiritual. God always had me. He always put me in the right places and protected me when I needed protection. So, You know, I'm just here as an inspiration. I'm here to motivate people.
Dope, dope. Now, what would you say sets you apart from other artists in the industry?
Well, like you said earlier, you said I was rapping from a very personal place. That's how it's usually going to be on most of my songs. I really come from the heart, but I come from Baton Rouge, so, you know, shout out to Kevin Gates and Boosie and Youngboy, you know what I'm saying? They keeping the tradition alive. You know, we really talk, we really have a lot of stories in our music, you know, so I just kind of wanted to take the baton as well from, you know, the other rappers who made it from my city, you know, and do my own style with it as well. But, you know, you're just going to get that passion from me. I'm going to make sure you get my all, you know, like a Drake, because Drake always makes you know what he's thinking on every song. So I kind of want to be like that.
Mm-hmm. And I like that, like you mentioned, some other artists too, like Kevin Gates, found that I always have a message, you know, something that the people can relate to, you know, especially when a person can listen to the song and be like, man, I feel where you're coming from. Like, I know what you're talking about. Like, I done lived that life, you know. So I love relatable music, you know, over just a dope beat. If I can listen to it and I get something from it, I feel like I relate to you, I think that's really neat. So I applaud you on that.
Yes, ma'am.
At the moment, we have – oh, no problem, I'm sorry. we do have someone calling in, so I'm going to take a minute to let one of our listeners respond.
Okay.
So, all right. Listener, you're on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Doc?
What's good?
Hello? What's going on, man? This this young sick man grew up in Los Angeles, man, and saw a lot of stuff out there, and you know, with the gang violence and all that, and moved to Alabama. And man, I listened to your song projects, man. I like what you was talking about, you know, talking about the mind and stuff like that, and you know what it takes to change and to grow from your environment. So, you know, I wanted to ask you a question, but just first, you know, just let you know, man, I was definitely vibing with it.
And I appreciate that, big bro, man. Shout out to LA.
Yeah, no problem, man. I know you from Baton Rouge, man. You know, RIP to G Money, you know, and
yep.
It's a lot of other artists, man, coming, you know, that's coming up. And then, you know, right when you rooting for them and then something happened. Tragic, man. Like, what do you think, bro? Like, how can we help change that or you know, reverse that? Or what could we do, man? Or what do you think needs to be done? You know, I know you can't stop people from doing what they do, but what do you think can be done, man, to maybe see a decrease in that? You know, we losing so many young, talented artists over nonsense, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, I mean, honestly, I mean, people, it's hard to change people, like, you know, I try and see good in people, but some people, you know, they just like that, you know, they just kind of hateful, they spiteful. So, you know, you can inspire, you can motivate them, you know what I'm saying? You can try and help them get money as well, but they might not have that same drive. So, honestly, I really don't have an answer, like, besides trying to motivate them to show them another way, because to keep it 1,000 with you, I just got shot like a month ago, you know what I'm saying, dealing with that same shit in Baton Rouge. But, like, I mean, right now I got the vest on. I got, like, 4 guns, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of like Malcolm X with it, you know what I'm saying, because I already know how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to me, it's more so a protection that I was smart than the other person, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, I got too much to live for somebody to try and take my life over some bullshit. But, you know, really, I be trying to educate people, you know, through all the interviews. If I happen to talk to them in person, if I'm on Instagram or somewhere, wherever I'm at, I try and educate them. Hopefully somebody could, you know, listen to that, get inspired by, you know, are inspired by other people they come in contact with. But that's just kind of the way of the world, you know. It's sad to say it like that, but
You know, you just kind of, you got to kind of protect yourself. You know what I'm saying? I stay prayed up. That's about all you could do.
Right. Well, yeah, man, that's, I feel what you're saying 100%, man. And, you know, much love and respect to you, man. I'm definitely going to be praying for you. You know, as an artist myself, you know, I know how it is out there, man, when it comes to jealousy. You know, I've seen other artists, man, get killed in my city, you know, for, you know, one person being jealous. So, you know, just pray that God order your steps like he been doing, man. And, you know, whatever he tell you to do, man, he might tell you to leave. He might tell you not to go to a certain spot or, you know, whatever, man. Just, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Stay in tune with him, man. And pray much success for you, brother.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that, man. Rest in peace, G-Money and Mr. Hustle. And Lil
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Nip, where he got shot at, my people's live right down the street from there. So I didn't hear about it on the news or social media. My little sister hit me up and told me. So it hit home for me. But anyway, I ain't going to hold up the interview, man. I'm going to reach out to you on Instagram, man, and link with you. And just appreciate, you know, the conversation, bro. Just keep doing positive what you're doing, brother.
I appreciate that, my G.
No problem. Appreciate it, Miss Stardom 100, T. Davis.
No problem. Thank you, all the way from the West Coast. Okay, then, showing love. Thank you for taking a minute to call in to speak to Infamous. Infamous, I like a lot of the information you just shared with the caller, you know, just your own personal experiences. So, I commend you on being able to relate, you know, to the people with your music and even just through your own personal life and experiences. So, I wanted to ask.
Thank you for this.
Oh, no problem. I wanted to ask you, what's your advice for like upcoming artists, you know, coming from the same background similar to you, that may feel like, you know, man, what's the chances of me being successful? Because there's so many talented people, you know what I'm saying, that come from the hood and, like, because that's what, I grew up in that same area, same environment, you know. So a lot of times you have a lot of talented people, they feel like, man, I can't make it unless I got a certain amount of money or unless I got, you know, I'm connected to this person. So what advice would you give to that upcoming artist that's trying to make it up out of that situation and be successful?
Well, number one, really get in tune with yourself. Like, really have self-knowledge of thyself. Really study up on the mind, you know what I'm saying, because the mind is very strong, you know. Meditate. I don't know. Make sure those dreams you have, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you manifesting your dreams, you know. I always tell people to start with the meditating and with the manifestation, because it's so within and so without, as below. So what is it? As above, so below. So all that is just saying, like, it happened in the mind before it happened in reality. So if you could take a grasp on how strong your mind is, that's your first step. But secondly, I heard you say something about, you know, a certain type of money. You know, you are gonna have to have money for this industry. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna need money for photo shoots, for traveling, you know, for food, just for all type of stuff, you know what I'm saying, for promotion. So you are gonna need some money, you know what I'm saying, for any business. It costs $10,000 to open up a business. So, you know, as an artist, I tell another artist, look at yourself as a business. You're going to need $10,000 overhead to open up your business. You know what I'm saying? And then from there, if you're carrying it on from a business standpoint, you're just going to happen to meet the people you need to meet. You know what I'm saying? You're just going to bump into them. You know, you're going to gravitate towards the people you need to. You know, stay prayed up. Just stay focused. Stay determined. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do, because a lot of people stop from what people tell them. You know what I'm saying? Don't never give up, because if you give up, you probably was just about to make it. You know what I'm saying? It was probably right around the corner. So don't never give up. And just stay positive. Just stay positive in everything you think, and you're going to make it. Like, it's it's scientific. It's, you know what I'm saying, it's undeniable, it's inevitable. If you keep doing something and you never stop, you're going to eventually get there.
Right. I love all this knowledge you're dropping. I love it. And especially like when you were talking about the meditation, I believe you say that rich is a mindset. It all starts in your mind, you know. So I like that you brought that out because as of recently, I've just worked on getting into meditating more, and you do see a difference. You really do see a difference when you take aside just a little time to just meditate and focus, and then even change the way you speak, you know, over your life. So I like that you brought that up. See, I like that. Let's see. I wanted to ask you, like, as far as I know, you just released projects. Do you have any upcoming music as well as any tour dates?
Oh yeah. I gotta be back in New York, December 11th, and I think I gotta be in Los Angeles. My birthday on November 23rd, so I'll probably come to Los Angeles then. But I've been moving a lot, like in Miami and Atlanta, New York. But I was just in Alabama and Birmingham. I'm ready to drop this EP. I don't even know what I'm going to call it yet. Really, I recorded it as an album, but they want me to drop it as an EP. But I'm ready to drop that. But if I release what's supposed to be released next, that song will be called Blast Off. I don't know if I'm just going to drop it with this EP on SoundCloud and then release it to like Spotify, Apple Music and stuff like that. But it's probably like three projects on the way. I'm just trying to see how they want me to do it. I know they was just waiting on me to drop this projects video that they've been anticipating, and I'd probably start dropping the projects like in the first quarter next year.
Okay then. And happy birthday in advance. You know, you're about to really rock out because Thanksgiving coming around and you're going to have your birthday celebrating and eating good and all in the same week. So, happy birthday in advance.
It's always like this. Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. You're welcome. So in the midst of fame and just popularity, like, what has helped you to stay focused? What keeps you focused?
Knowledge. Like if I don't read or if I don't listen to an audio book, you know what I'm saying? If I go, like, without, like, a day, and I go to the gym every day as well, except on Sunday. So if I'm not doing these things that help me grow, that help me, because I used to deal with a lot of depression, that help me not be depressed, you know, the things that make me feel good. If I'm not doing these things constantly, then, you know, I'm going to have an off day or I'm not going to feel, you know, like I should feel. So I go to the gym, you know, and even when I'm in the gym, I'm kind of in my mind. So I guess I'll be meditating in the gym, but, you know, that it's a good workout for me, my body, you know what I'm saying, mind, body, soul. So I'm making sure everything is aligned with one another. And staying up to date with my knowledge, like, I got to read something, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of, like, addicted to it. Like, if I'm not reading or listening to an audio book, like, I'm going crazy.
Okay. Hey, I relate. It's certain things that you got to do to just keep it together. And I like that you brought out about depression, you know, because a lot of people deal with depression, you know. And I feel like music, reading, just educating yourself, all those things tie in to helping you out. Because I dealt with depression as a teenager, you know, really bad. So I know how it feels to try to find something to kind of keep you positive, you know, and then there's so much going on in the world today. So you kind of got to, like, find something that's going to give you some positivity. So I like that you brought that out as well. So it's been a pleasure speaking to you, and, like, you have been, like, just sharing so much knowledge, so I'm hoping that all those who have tuned in have been, like, really taking notes and just being able to gain some understanding of the artist that you are. You know, like, you just dropped, like, a lot of jewels as far as information for those who are listening to you, and I respect that. You know, this is not just another artist making music. Like, you putting something together that can educate people, you know, and I like that. That sets you apart. So, really quick, can you let listeners know how they can keep up with you on social media as well as your music?
Of course. Well, first off, we got our own website up, infamoustheory.com, T-H-I-E-R-R-Y. Make sure y'all follow me on Instagram. We just got verified, you heard me. We got the blue check on there, you know what I'm saying? At infamous225, you know, infamous_225 on Twitter, Infamous Theory, Facebook. I'm on all the social media platforms, all of them, like Spotify through Apple and Deezer and Audio Mac and pretty much whatever you want to listen to your music on, I'm up there. And you can type in Infamous Theory on a Google search and everything that you need going to pop up right there.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Infamous, for being a guest on Stardom 100. Keep making positive music. Keep being positive, you know. And just keep your head up and keep doing your thing. And I wish you much, much success. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you so much, Ms. Denise.
You're welcome. All right. Everyone tuned in. We're going to rock out to Infamous' latest single called Project. Be sure to follow Stardom 100 Radio on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere that you can find us on social media. We're there. Be sure to tune in and keep up with us. And we are out.
I had came up in some projects, they be so good to me though. I need me something exotic, been fucking all these project hoes. They live in fear in the projects, no projection how they story goes. Knew I would make it out the projects, got tired of them telling me no. Left my nigga to these projects, it wasn't even over private. So I keep them hammers on me, don't think you even wanna try it. I had came up in them projects, I might pull up in a Honda. Pick up some dope, I should wander. Probably some private. Knew that I would make it out the projects. Higher knowledge, money's not an object, Negative thoughts, had to stop it. Rich is a mindset. These niggas blinded. If I want it, and I'ma cop it. Tell me why these niggas hate you. You ain't grinding, or you ain't related. Took my time and it's patience. Extraordinary dedication. I was just on my knees, thanking God for a beating all of case. Get you a bag, women, I don't chase. She wanna leave, fuck it, I replace her. Spend too much time with her, feel like I made her. Fuck some hoes, I be a masturbator. I had came up in some projects, motivated by the privacy. I lost a lot of my niggas, it wasn't over no logic. I remember coming up, all them shots, all them niggas got body. I remember the ones who stayed down, they remain manic, kept it 1,000. Memories of my trap girls, let me trap out the trap houses. All the good girls that I turned bad, if they people said they probably wouldn't allow it. When I elevated my trap, can't go nowhere without the straps. Now when a nigga come up on, sometimes I think the feds got my shit tell. I had came up in some projects, they be so good to me though. I need me something exotic, been fucking all these project hoes. They live in fear in the projects, no projection how they story goes. Knew I would make it out the projects, got tired of them telling me no. Left my nigga to these projects, it wasn't even over private. So I keep them hammers on me, don't think you even wanna try it. I had came up in them projects, I might pull up in a Honda. Heck up some dope, I should wander, probably some private. Knew that I would make it out the projects. Army enlisted, AK-47 with the scope and the extension. Milk carton with your picture, got your label missing. Run up on me, and I'm dispensing. New bitch, she's so expensive. I need chill, yeah, intensive. If I gotta use it, dump it in the river. 1-800 call info, I deliver. Can't pull up without the clicker. My ex bitch left her in the projects. All she ever did was bicker. Spent some 100 P's, man, it got me fresh. Diamonds dancing when I take a breath. Got your car hanging off my neck for a check, nigga. I could get you wrecked. Lost my nigga to these projects. Yeah, I think this shit is wicked. Never catch me without it. Doing bitch niggas in my business. Talk shit, love a friend, still best friend, a plug, you just ship shit. Mentality from the project, elevated my project, I can spend real quick. Remember hopping through the window, ran, left a P.O. endo at his mama house. Remember when I got the call, nigga say you such a dog at his mama house.
when I put up on the street. Couldn't believe what I see. Miss Jackie asked me if I seen you run. I just fell to my knees. I had came up in some projects. They be so good to me though. I need me something exotic. Been fucking all these project hoes. They live in fear in a project. No projection how they story goes. Knew I would make it out the projects. Got tired of them telling me no. Left my nigga to these projects. It wasn't even over private. That's why I keep them hammers on me. Don't think you even wanna try it. I had came up in them projects. I might pull up in a Honda. Take up some dope, I should wander. Probably some private. Knew that I would make it out the projects.